Hi, my name is Carmen, and I am an early childhood special education teacher, a life and ADHD coach, and I'm the host of this podcast, Authentically ADHD. I created this podcast to help anyone wondering if they have ADHD, people who have been diagnosed for a while and want some more support and community. I'm here to bring you the latest research on ADHD and neurodiversities while we talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of ADHD. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hi, my friend, and welcome back to the podcast. I hope that you have enjoyed the re-release episodes, and I want to thank you for being so cool about me taking a break, because if you're a teacher in the U.S., you know how busy the end of the school year is with transition meetings, kindergarten night, being a part of the preschool community. We have end of year festivities, celebrations, and all of the paperwork that goes along with it. And then the things that are going into summer school. So there is a lot. So yes, all the overwhelm and overstimulation. But I have to say, my students have grown a ton this year, and I am so, so proud of them. But I definitely needed this break because if you haven't seen, I also released my first course. It's called the Authentically ADHD Burnout Course. I believe that this tool will help you begin to prevent burnout in your everyday life. It comes with 4 audios and or the workbook, and you can get access in 3 different ways. The first way is to subscribe to the paid version of this podcast. I will be releasing more bonus paid content, especially over this upcoming summer. So I really encourage you to pay that $2.99 a month, and you can get access to all the things. You can purchase each item. This is the second way. So you can choose if you want the workbook, the audios, or both. On the Patreon. And the third way is by joining my top tier on the Patreon, where you get all of the resources that I have, early access to podcast episodes, and more bonus content that I have planned for this summer. So I hope to see you over in the Patreon community. All right, my friend, let's get into today's episode. I thought of this topic because I really needed to reassess, I guess you could say, my ADHD toolbox and my strategies and accommodations and all that's included in that toolbox. Or maybe I just needed to bring some of the tools buried from the bottom up to the top, especially here at the end of the school year, because it's so busy, overwhelming, emotional, and overstimulating. I needed to get tools that matched what I needed during that season of life. You following me? One of the tools I used was stepping back from the podcast to give myself more capacity to write IEP goals, do paperwork, and celebrate my students and their growth at the end of this year. Another tool I put in my toolbox was sleeping a little bit more in the morning and also making sure I got outside for a walk each morning. That's at least 30 minutes. It really, really helps me regulate myself, transition during the day. Plus, exercise in the morning is best for your brain and body, and there's research to support that. But, you know, that's just me, and I'm just one person with ADHD. We are all different. And ADHD is a spectrum, meaning we all experience different symptoms and negative outcomes to varying degrees. So all of our toolboxes will look different. They should look different. You can kind of use this podcast as kind of a guide to come up with ideas to build your own, for ideas maybe of what you may want to try, put in your toolbox, or just to help you know that it's okay to change the tools in the box or the specific ones that are at the top for you, right, to use right there for the specific season of life that you're in. So first of all, why do we even need these tools? Well, if it wasn't obvious, it's because we have ADHD. Our brains, they develop differently, and we have to do things like externalizing our brains, create systems to help us on low capacity days, you know, create ways for us to remember important things, dates, and appointments. We have poor executive functions, and these executive functions are things that assist us in being successful adults in life. You know, these things like organization, getting to bed on time, getting up on time, time management in general, emotional regulation, impulsivity, planning, prioritizing. And like, that's not even all of them, because I could keep listing and listing. So creating a visual or digital, wow, I was just trying to mix up the words visual and digital and put them together. That's hilarious. Anyways, so creating that visual, that digital toolbox that you can pull up on your phone, on paper, you know, whenever you need them, like those strategies, those accommodations, anything on the fly, or even just in your daily life. I mean, I use mine every day in emergencies, and really anytime I'm like, I need a tool here, this isn't working. It took a little time to build it, but I promise you, it is so worth it. So do you identify with having or using a toolbox like this? Or maybe you would tailor yours more to your specific needs. This episode is definitely for you. I relate so much. I'm right there with you. So how do we create and personalize these toolboxes? I do have a template. It's in the show notes that you can use or create your own. Make it visual and make it accessible. That's the first step. We can't just remember them. There's too many. And when you need it, you most likely will not be able to recall those tools in your toolbox with our sucky working memories. So what goes into this toolbox? Well, in my format, each area of executive function or time of day I struggle with, that's what I put in the area part of like the template. And then I put the tools underneath. So, you know, maybe you have a hard time going to bed at night. Maybe you have a hard time getting up in the morning. Maybe you have a hard time with transitions. Maybe it's more with just your working memory in general. Maybe it's all of them. I invite you to write out your day. And then go back and find those difficult parts. Figure out what area it may be. Which executive function or time of day do you struggle with the most? Some areas we can look at are organization, emotional regulation, time management, the morning, the evening, midday, transitions, the working memory of it all, and then looking at why do you struggle. For me, I have time blindness so bad that in my time management box, I use timers, a scheduling app, and my Gmail calendar that all sync together, and they make noise in little alarms, especially before I have to leave to go somewhere. In my organization box, I use 20-minute tidies and a designated work space with minimal distractions. You may want to build in ways to organize like that makes sense for you. They may not make sense to somebody else, but if it doesn't have to make sense to anybody else and it makes sense to you, please keep using it. That's the point. The other tip that I have is to get support. Hey there, ADHD. I see you. And if you're looking for some more support for yourself, your children, or both, my summer one-on-one coaching program is officially open. It's a program I built last summer as a summer boot camp type thing, and it'll teach you how to work with your brain instead of fighting against it. Learning how to support yourself and your family in a self-loving and self-trusting way. It'll teach you how to do this through compassion and self-awareness. If you're interested, sign up through the link in the show notes. Keep being authentic, my friend. Now, back to the show. So getting some coaching from me or even joining my program that I'm in right now, the Focused program by Kristen Carter, use that link in my show notes and we both save money. So that's the thing about these tools is that they have to work for you. So pick the tools you need to see if they work. What works for me won't always work for you. So remember that this is your toolbox. I use post-it notes, journals, and other things to externalize my memory. You may need some more emotional regulation tools like breathing exercises, identifying your emotions, and processing them. You may need to build in routines to help you during hard parts of the day. Maybe it's hard for you to transition in a part of the day, so you build in dopamine or a transition activity that helps you complete that transition. You may have strategies you already use, so you can put those tools and strategies where they fit in your toolbox. The other things that I do put in my toolbox are the tools that don't work. This is because our memories suck, my friend. So if I try out a strategy and it doesn't work, I write it in so I don't forget and then end up trying again after I already took the time to do that and, you know, now I'm just wasting time. I also write down tools I want to try. I will invite you to try only one tool at a time, like one new tool at a time. The reason for this is that trying like multiple new tools at once will not give you a sense of if they work or not. It'll probably just overwhelm you and you'll probably just get stuck in a shame spiral and like just F it all and like throw it in the garbage. So don't do that. I really invite you to try just one at a time. A lot of other things that can be put in this type of toolbox are things like, you know, a bedtime routine or strategies for winding down in the afternoon or having good sleep hygiene. So remember that you can make your toolbox in any way you want. I love my ADHD toolbox, and I hope that this episode helped you look internally for the tools that will work for you. Tell me your takeaways, connect with me. You know I love to hear it. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. That is all I have for now, my friends. Stay authentic, and we will talk soon. Speaking of extra supports, I just wanted to tell you all that I've updated my Patreon page to include all of the resources that I've really ever made to be held in one place. Just head to my show notes. The VIP members do get a little extra, but you can also purchase like my brand new Ultimate ADHD Journal and Planner, which I've been using for the past year that has worked. Nothing is priced over $10, and everything is at least 50 to 100 pages that you can download and print. You can get it binded and sent to you, or you can just read it off your screen and use notebook paper. So if you want or need any type of that kind of extra support, just head to my show notes and click the Patreon link to join. I hope to see you in there.